Tim Cook steps down as Apple CEO, ending 14 years of cautious crypto policy. Tim Cook announced on April 20, 2026, that he is stepping down as CEO of Apple, ending a 14-year run that began in August 2011. The news broke through a widely shared post from Watcher Guru, which noted Apple was valued at roughly $350 billion when Cook took the reins and sits at a multi-trillion dollar market cap today. For crypto users, the handover matters less for the Apple Store share price and more for the payment and app policies Cook shaped. Apple Pay, launched in 2014 under his watch, has quietly become one of the most important rails for the crypto card category. The App Store, also his domain, has been the single biggest gatekeeper over which wallets and DeFi apps iPhone users can install. The Apple Pay era was Cook's era when Apple Pay launched. Crypto cards barely existed as a category. A decade later, virtually every issuer on our comparison markets, Apple Pay and Google Pay support as a headline feature. Crypto.com, Coinbase, Gate.io, BitGet, Ether.defi, Nexo, Tria, and Re.pay all lean on the tokenized Apple Pay flow to let customers spend from a funded crypto balance at contactless terminals. Apple Pay reached more than 640 million active users globally by 2024, according to Apple's own disclosures, and is accepted at most major merchant terminals in the United States, Europe, and developed Asia. Many crypto cards would be close to unusable for everyday retail spend without it. You can load the card to your phone in seconds, skip carrying plastic, and use a tap-to-pay experience that feels identical to a bank card. None of this was inevitable. Cook kept the Apple Pay model tightly controlled. Apple sets the commercial terms, picks which issuers qualify, and runs the certification process. Crypto issuers had to work inside those rails rather than build their own competing ones. What Cook did and did not let in the App Store. Under Cook, took a conservative line on anything that looked too experimental. NFT apps were restricted, and for years, minting and trading features had to either hide behind in-app purchase rules or disappear entirely. In 2024, Apple relaxed some of those NFT rules under pressure from developers and regulators, but most crypto wallet apps still can't offer direct on-app token swaps with their full desktop functionality. Apple Wallet itself stayed closed. There is still no first-party way to store Bitcoin or stablecoins inside Apple Wallet the way you can store a boarding pass or a loyalty card. Cook never opened that door. The picture is mixed rather than hostile. Apple led a large catalog of custodial and self-custodial wallets onto the App Store. Apple Pay works cleanly with almost every major crypto card issuer. But the deeper integration that Samsung and some Android OEMs have experimented with, native crypto wallets baked into the OS, never arrived on iPhone. Why the succession matters for crypto cards. The next Apple CEO inherits three decisions that sit directly on the path of crypto spending. First, Apple Pay terms. Apple takes a small cut on each Apple Pay transaction, but the bigger lever is which issuers get approved. A tougher policy could slow crypto card rollouts in new regions. A friendlier one could open the door to smaller issuers who today can't clear the approval bar. Second, App Store policy. Any change to how DeFi, swap, or staking flows are treated would shift the product roadmap for self-custody cards and wallet apps. MetaMask, Solflare, Ledger Live, and Tria's own app all ship inside these rules. Third, Apple Wallet. If a new CEO decides to ship native crypto support in Apple Wallet, the economics of third-party wallets and cards change overnight. If they keep the current posture, the status quo holds. Apple has not named a successor in the reporting available at the time of writing, and the company has not yet filed an 8K describing the transition. Until that happens, any read on which direction Apple goes from here is speculative. The practical takeaway for crypto card users: nothing changes today. Apple Pay keeps working on every iPhone, and every crypto card that is currently live in Apple Wallet will keep functioning. Spending limits, merchant support, and tokenization all sit on top of infrastructure that does not depend on who holds the CEO title. What can change over the next 12 to 24 months is the pace of new approvals and the breadth of what apps can do inside iOS. That is worth watching if you hold a card whose issuer is still working to list in Apple Pay. or if you use a non-custodial wallet that has been waiting on feature parity with the web version. Cook leaves Apple in a stronger financial position than he found it. He also leaves the crypto ecosystem dependent on a payment rail he built but never fully opened. That is the piece of the legacy worth tracking, because the person who runs Apple next gets to decide how much further that door swings.